Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, WWE has some pretty crazy heel turns planned for SmackDown.
The WWE roster's reaction to new gambling push has been revealed.
And we're going to talk about why AEW is pushing Orange Cassidy so strongly.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
All right, let's kick things off about the big heel turns that are coming to SmackDown, apparently, or they're planned to come to SmackDown by the end of the year. Report here from Boozer Wrestling at it again. They keep getting stuff right, so we keep aggregating them. That's how it works. Who is it? It's the Street Profits and Bianca Belair.
Wow.
Interesting stuff here, I think. Now, there's currently no word on when exactly this will happen, but it has been spoken about. It is something that's planned by the end of 2023. So I think it's an interesting proposition to think of, because they've both acts, and sometimes they've been joined together on TV, of course, because of the small matter of Bianca and Montez being married.
What?
Yeah, who knew that?
This is totally new information.
Sure, this is why you tune into the news, for this kind of breaking fact.
They were great when she did the Kevin Hart sitting in an ice bath thing. If you've not seen that, go and check
it
out.
I've not seen that, and I will go and check it out. Sounds funny. They've been baby faces forever. Forever, ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever.
Never seems that long until you're wrong.
So. There you go. But Bianca was originally a bit of a heel in NXT, like way back when she was still Bianca Blair, Belair. So, you know, she's got prior in that role, I guess. She's currently feuding with Asuka, who is, of course, a heel.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain spitting mist in people's faces is kind of heelish, yeah.
It's not good behaviour, is it? You get arrested for that, silly Asuka. And they've not been heels for a long time, is my point. So it'll probably resonate as quite fresh.
Yeah.
It's quite, like, I think Bianca in particular is like, because she's such like a good role model off screen.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting to think about how might she might adapt to being a heel, but obviously on screen and off screen are two totally different things. Wrestling is a scripted thing. What do you think?
I'm very much embodying the, what's the kids say nowadays? Hold up, let him cook, right? Because I saw this and went, huh? Street Profits and Bianca Belair, like you say, just naturally really likeable
people.
Unless you're an arsehole on the internet who's like, Bianca Belair wins too much. Well, probably because she's one of the best wrestlers on the planet.
50-50 booking should be normal.
Yeah. But having thought about it, I actually really quite like this.
I'm into it.
I hope it intimates that Bianca Belair is going to be holding on to that title for a little bit longer, whatever it's going to be bloody called. Don't do the goddamn belt swap. And the glimpse that we got of the Street Profits that I got to see very close and up close and personal backstage at Wale Mania last year made me think, ooh, they really could have some fun with this. So, yeah, I'm kind of into it. Like you say, I think she should hair whip those children that came out with her at WrestleMania to complete the heel turn. I'm joking, of course. But, yeah, what do you reckon? I think this could be a breath of fresh air for both acts.
It's different. It's taking established characters and completely changing them in roles we've not seen on the main roster before. So, yeah, I'm into it. I'll give it a try. I think it'll be fun. They're obviously very talented, all of them. They can play their characters extremely well, and I think they'll do a good job.
Yes, one caveat, I should say. I really hope it's a more Papa H heel turn than a Vince. Ugh, you people smell heel turn. Because they suck ass.
Yeah, Vince sucks ass, actually. So you don't need to caveat it.
Leave the company, please. right, let's move on and talk about gambling, Andy Murray. That is why the lads are off to Las Vegas in a few days, of course.
Yeah.
And the small matter of Double or Nothing. Make sure you say hello if you see them out there. But WWE talent were understood to be a little bit concerned about the prospect of WWE entering the gambling realm, but at least not for too long, because Fightful Select reported this. Any concerns that talent may have had were assuaged. That's right.
Assuage.
Yeah.
Asuagi.
Word of the day, toilet paper. Very quickly, performers don't think it's a real possibility because this comes from a report earlier on in the month that WWE had entered negotiations with state gambling regulators to legalise betting on match outcomes, which, of course, are predetermined. It was reported that then the WWE wouldn't inform wrestlers of the results until a couple of hours before the bell. As a result of that, otherwise they can just say to their mates, yeah, put all your money on Bianca Belair, basically. But talent hasn't been briefed on since then, entering the gambling market. So hopefully this is all something and nothing, Andy.
Yeah, this is weird. Did you get the quote there as
I
well?
I did not get the quote.
Damn it. Well, sorry. There's a good talent quote from Fightful on this thing.
Yeah, they're obviously, you know, sometimes told at the last minute what the results are anyway.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily anything brand new to learn that last minute, but people are concerned about how that might factor into planning their stories and their input and stuff. I think it's weird betting on wrestling because it's not real is the thing about it. So, like, theoretically something could leak out of the company and that would open you to, like, insider fraud and things like that. It seems to me to be quite a dicey proposition. WWE, however, is always looking for money, I guess. Like, I'm not anti-gambling. Do whatever the heck you want with your money. It's just when it's something that is predetermined, it's different to the Lakers and the Celtics are going to play. Well, they're not going to play in the final because they're both down in their series. Oh. But sorry, fans of those teams.
It's one of those where I think it's all right if you've got a bookmaker offering odds on the Royal Rumble because they could literally have, you know, Vince come out on telly and say, this person's going to win the Royal Rumble. And people would go, yeah, but are they though? That's still a 1 in 30 chance.
Yeah.
I think when it's just like a one-on-one match and they, especially when it's something important, like you say, in terms of a storyline, and it all came, they say, oh, bollocks, all the reports have come out that so-and-so's beating so-and-so for the belt, so now we've got to change what the result is.
Yeah.
I don't want that to go around. That's completely backwards.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm sure there are other ways to make money if WWE wants to do gambling. So I'm sure there are other ways. Like, AEW has various partnerships and stuff. Double or Nothing is a casino. Like, there's probably ways, but yeah, I don't know. It raises all kinds of questions that I don't really want to answer.
No, thank
to be
you.
Honest. Yeah. Yeah.
I bet 50p on an accumulator, and that is the length that I'll go to.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
And I lose every week.
I don't know anything about, like, fruit machine. I'm useless. No. If I went to Vegas, I would lose all my money, 100%. And I'd probably have a good time doing it, but then I'd come home and I'd be a degenerate. So
yeah.
I'd be living in a bin. I live in Gateshead already, so what's the difference?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We got another report here from PW Insider. Why is Orange Cassidy getting pushed so well? Why is the international title getting featured so prominently?
Is it because he's great?
That would be an acceptable answer, but it's not the content of this report. Tony Khan has been leveling up the international title so that it can be featured on Collision, basically. It can be used on that show, which is due to launch on the 17th of June.
Where's it coming from?
Big announcement this week! I don't know, just something like that. it's, yeah, they've been trying to elevate it, make it more of a headlining thing, presumably. This doesn't mean that the belt is going to be exclusive to Collision, but AEW wanted to ascend it to a more prestigious position. Cassidy, of course, was quite heavily featured in the banners and the upfronts and all that stuff last week that we spoke about. He's been champion for 222 days. That's a nice number since winning in October. He's had 21 successful defenses.
Blackjack.
Yeah, they put it on the line like every other week. Like one every 1 to 2 weeks, he defends the belt. He's a fighting champion, and the matches are usually pretty damn awesome as well. Bunch of people he's beat. Shibata, Matthews, Bandido, Lethal, Jarrett. Bunch of notable names. And they've really been trying to establish it as a thing. And I think it's worked. It feels like a prize. Orange has been sick. He's been awesome. You'll always get a few people who aren't into his act, and that's fair enough, as long as you're arguing in good faith. Not just going, hey, pockets. But yeah, like I think it's worked. The guy gets monster crowd reactions. He's over as hell. I love Orange Cassidy, man.
Yeah, not much more to add to that, other than the fact I'd much prefer that they do this than just suddenly go, here's a new world title.
Yeah.
Like, it's akin to when Roman was away, I suppose, and they had Gunther elevate the IC title, and over on Raw, the US title took main prominence. I think it's the best thing to do, because especially with how many belts that AEW have got, they do not need any more.
No, I in my life, don't need any more belts. We got too many of them.
No.
Everywhere. This is good. But this one's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're thinking, this is weird, I don't like this, there's only 3 news stories today. Don't worry, we'll be back later on today with an after news.
More stuff.
With loads more coming your way. But just to keep you a little bit satiated, of course, we'll move on now to our Twitter questions, at WhatCultureWWE if you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Mark Solid. Well, it comes from Mark Solid, but it's mainly all about Triton, who's getting a 9th birthday shout-out from all of us here at WhatCulture.
The big dog, there he is.
Good Happy boy. Birthday. Or girl, Triton, I don't know. Good dog.
Good dog.
Thoughts on what wrestler in AEW, WWE, not Roman, or NXT that could be the new belt collector? Triton's picked Miro.
Miro, interesting. Yeah, he needs something big when he comes back, doesn't he? What if we do Jamie Hayter?
Ooh.
What if she wins the TBS somehow? And she goes to Japan, wins a bunch of belts over there, and just comes back covered in gold. Why the hell not?
I like that a lot.
Why the hell not?
Yeah, I think I was going to say, I don't think this should happen for a while, because we've had a fair bit of it. Obviously, Roman, sort of Roman. I don't think he's winning the tag titles in Saudi. But obviously, you had the Kenny stuff. Austin Aries did it a while back, if I remember rightly. So I think
remember him.
Yeah. And the main one he wore, of course, was the Defiant World Championship.
The only one that matters.
It wasn't the nicest one. It's beautiful, that white Defiant belt.
We've got that's the World Culture belt. We've got the WCPW Women's Championship.
Yeah.
I think one of our bosses has the OG Defiant belt somewhere.
I'm going to sneak up and pin him.
That's how it works.
Who could it be? Gunther? I quite like.
Yeah.
I just like the idea of Imperium holding all the gold, a bit like they did down in NXT, to be honest. They all kick ass. But please, because I heard rumours about this, and I don't know whether it was a joke or not, and when it comes to WWE with Vince in charge, them suggesting that Ilya Dragunov could join the group. What?
Mm.
I know a lot of fans main roster fans may not be aware of this, but you can't just pretend it didn't happen. They tried to kill each other in NXT UK.
They'll pretend it didn't happen, yeah, 100%.
And they'll be like, you're fuck.
You know, you're
all from the same.
Yeah,
vague area.
We are very problematic. It's a direct line, actually, from the creative room.
Gary David Watts is our second question of the day. Simply asking, hello, legends. Is there a reason why Adam Wilborn reminds me of Sean Hastings from the Assassin's Creed franchise? Ben Roy, can we have a picture of Sean Hastings up? He looks like that. I'll take that.
Okay.
That's a hell of a comparison.
That's a handsome man. Yeah, all right.
That's me if I made an effort. who do you get compared to, Andy? I always get Little Cook and
Moby.
Moby?
Always Moby, especially when I put the glasses on. It's always Moby, man. Every single time.
I remember we were at the pub, this is ages ago, and someone had a pair of, like, more Moby glasses, and I got a photo of you holding up your phone with a picture of Moby on it, and it was like, office meme, they're the same picture.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
I mean, it's usually just name a bald guy.
Like Jason Statham.
Of course, the hot ones.
Yeah.
It's like, the problem with having the most generic look on the planet, bald beard glasses, is that you look like everyone else who has the most generic look on the... But no, nah, it's Moby, Gilbert, bald Neville was an old one.
Pack
now, but that's kind of gone the way of the dodo because we've both got silly ears. But I'll take Moby, I guess. Is Moby a good guy? I have no idea. I really don't know anything about this man.
He's made a lot of money from that play album, yeah, I'll tell you that.
That cigar's called Dabo.
That's him, yes. Yeah. Elvis Moby.
I don't know what the lyrics are. Right.
That song with Gwen Stefani as well. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. Who's that girl?
Yeah.
Is that the right one?
Who's that egg? That's the one. Anyway, Moby. All right. If he's an asshole, I'll be really, like... I won't be disappointed because I don't care about him, but, you know. I hope he's not.
I hope he's doing all right.
Strange guy. Yeah. What's he up to these days? He released an album recently.
Did he? Yep. Did he sell it for all the adverts like he did play?
Probably, brother.
Fair play. Get that cash. And we were talking a little bit about Surrender Cobras on the What Culture Wrestling podcast. What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. We only just discovered this here in the UK. For those unaware, mainly probably our UK viewers, the Americans Surrender Cobra is that gesture. Oh, God. Good. We were talking about it in relation to teams getting relegated in football and what have
There's
you.
There's a few people in the office who are familiar with that.
Travis,
I'm not one of them.
Travis, the brilliant AW1 who takes signs and what have you everywhere, just asked us, can you name an outcome that has produced more Surrender Cobras than Jinder Mahal? It was anniversary recently. Jinder Mahal pinning Randy Orton at Backlash to become... WWE champion. Where did you watch that? Were you working here at this time?
Yeah, I think I was. It was 2017, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think I was on the cusp of joining at this point.
I was in the office when Jinder was holding the belt and stuff. Honestly, Cody this year. I'm not going to prattle on and on and on about it because we've done a lot of that this year and rightly so. But yeah, it was just a mind-blowing decision and the wrong one.
Yeah. So it was a weekend of dodgy decisions because they were just like, yeah, Mark Briscoe loses.
That was such a bummer of a show. Like the Ring of Honor show, like it was good. Don't get me wrong, it was a good wrestling show. But I was like, oh God, like all the fan favourites lost.
Yeah, Shibata when he was cool.
Yeah, yeah. And like Eddie should have lost that main event.
Yes.
But then when Mark lost on the same show, I was like... Tony!
Well, I just thought, you know, it's the typical wrestling thing of like, oh, okay, we're not going to have both.
Yeah.
But we're going to get one.
I wasn't annoyed about it or anything. I was just like, what a bummer this is. Gee whiz. WrestleMania weekend, come on.
The obvious one, less devoed, more surprised, is obviously the streak ending.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
the build to that, people don't talk about this enough, the build to that was whack.
Yeah.
Didn't he just stab him with a pen?
And the match was whack.
Yeah.
The Undertaker got knocked... That's into goofy. The shadow realm, yeah.
Goofy?
Goof. He got booted. Yeah, poor guy. Not great.
And finally today, I've sort of stolen Simon's thunder a little bit. I assume he's given this guy the props that he deserves.
Oh, I saw this.
Because he's got many likes on Twitter. And him and his missus, because they deserve it. Shout out to Nisha Adelman, who tweeted Simon Miller, but added us as well, and I feel like he deserves it from all of us here at What Culture. Can my husband get up for completing his master's degree? Of course I took a wrestling-themed sign to his graduation. Here's the image. Simon, give Alan an up with a cap on it and what have you from the Middlebury Institute of International Studies at Monterey. Monterey?
A guy named Jack. I understand.
Okay. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah, congratulations. That's really sick.
That's just...
You've accomplished more in life than both of us combined. So fair play. I did see this at the weekend. Gave it a little like.
Yeah, congratulations.
Nice. It's awesome.
To Alan and to Nisha. Yeah. Great work, both of you. God, I feel inadequate now.
Yeah, me too, man.
I'm going to do a master's degree. Should we just quit and do a master's degree?
Probably not.
Could we do it in archaeology or something? Batman?
No.
I want to do Jurassic Park. Anyway,
when you get eaten in the Jeep, like that guy.
Oh, yeah, when he goes to have a wee poop.
Aye. Goes for a little poop. All right, let's wrap this
an eight
piece
let's
of
wrap
trap.
That up.
Wrap this trap.
We'll be back later on today with some more news, but for now, let us know your thoughts in the comment section below. Like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Thoughts, Twitter questions, all that good stuff at What Culture WWE. Watch there. Follow both of us. Follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Hobbledehoy, which is an awkward, gangly adolescent boy and inexperienced youth. There you go.
Benroy?
Hobbledehoy.
The more you know.
Hobbledehoy.
At Adam Wilborn, at WhatCultureWWE for all of us. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. Join us later on today. We'll see you soon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.